Okay, in this video, I want to take a look at what I've learned in 34 years of entrepreneurship, of hustling and grinding and working. 34 years, it's a good long time, and I started early. So, the stuff that I've learned along the way, you might find useful. So, there's a number of things, and I'm going to do this video over a couple of days in probably different locations, so you'll see the setting behind me changing, but it's as things pop into my head. I'm going to try and do it in terms of the most important stuff, obviously, first. So, we're looking at three, four, five things. The one most important thing, however, after 34 years of entrepreneurship, in my view, and what will dictate your success or otherwise, is your attitude. You can change a lot of things about your life, you can change or face appalling circumstances, but your attitude is something that you have and you have control over. You can never control your circumstances, or only control your circumstances to a small degree, but you can always control your attitude. You can always control how you react to your circumstances. So, your attitude, I believe, is absolutely critical to doing well, to succeeding over a period of entrepreneurship over a lifetime. Not only to do with entrepreneurship, though, I think a good attitude, a positive attitude, the right attitude will serve you very well in any event. We all know people who are basically forever complaining, they're whinging, they're whining. They know all about their entitlements, they know all about their rights, they know all about their constitutional rights. But they don't seem to pay much heed to their obligations. They don't seem to pay much heed to what they have to do. And they are forever looking for somebody or something to blame. So, no matter what misfortune visits them, they have somebody to blame. It might be the government, it might be society generally, it might be the communists, it might be the conservatives, it might be the Republicans, it might be the Democrats, it might be the bad weather. It might be bad luck, it might be whatever. It could be the banks, it could be the European Union, it could be the Brits, you name it. But we all know people who are absolutely besotted with and seducing themselves with their own complaints, their own whinges, and their own whining. That is the attitude that's going to lead you to a life of perpetual whinging. So, first thing, and the most important thing I believe in doing well in life generally and in entrepreneurship is your attitude, and you can control that. Second vitally important thing if you're in business, if you're starting a business or running a business, there's a phrase or a saying that in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. In the land of business, cash is king. So never ever forget that. You can have a very, very profitable business. You can have a very profitable idea, but if you run out of cash, your history, your toast, cash is king. And if you have, for example, the opportunity to borrow, say, 200 grand at 10%, and you're saying to yourself, this is an appalling interest rate, but you need 200 grand to keep you going, to tide you over, then there's no point sweating the small stuff about the interest rate if you simply need the cash, because sometimes you do run into a situation where you're basically running out of cash, and if you run out of cash in most businesses you're dead. So, don't quibble over or fight over the small stuff when it comes to borrowing money. If you can borrow money at 10% to stay alive and you can only get 50% of that money at a much cheaper rate, but you're going under. There's no point getting the cheaper money. You need to do what you need to do. Cash is king. You need to keep solvent and you need to keep going. You need to stay in the game. So, after the good few years of endeavor and good few years of being in business myself, especially in cash businesses in the early years, not so much in the latter years, I understand that cash is king and you can turn over an awful lot of cash and be unprofitable, but you can stay going for a long time. because cash will keep you going, cash will keep you liquid. Next thing I'd suggest that you do is look after your customer or your client very, very well. You need to make a qualitative difference in judgment between how you treat a customer or client, a paying customer and client, and everybody else. They should be, to all intents and purposes, nearly put on a pedestal. Now, there's a saying that the customer is always right. The customer is not always right. But if you treat them well, look after them really well, then they'll always be your customer. So, and ironically, the phone's ringing there. I'm not answering it now because it's lunchtime. And between 1 and 2, I have my lunch. So I'm making this video during lunchtime. But just in terms of the customer and the client, you do need, no matter what business you're in, whether it's in retailing like I was for years, whether it's in construction, whether it's in property development, whether it's as a solicitor, accountant, a beauty therapist, an estate agent, you name it, you look after the client. And there's a world of difference between the client and everybody else. There's a world of difference between the punter, the customer, and everybody else. And if you always remember that, it'll serve you well, because they will come back, and people do genuinely recognize somebody, a business owner, a small business owner, man or woman, who goes the extra mile, who goes the extra yard, and who is actually genuine in trying to deliver whatever it is they're promising. And speaking of promising, another thing that I've learned over many, many years, over in excess of 30 years, as I've mentioned already, you should always under-promise and over-deliver. Don't over-promise and under-deliver. Because if you over-promise and under-deliver, you're going to disappoint people. And it is far better to delight people by under-promising and over-delivering. Delivering early rather than late. Don't be giving excuses. Because as I say in politics, when you're explaining, you're losing. Likewise, when you are dealing with your customers, your clients, and you've promised to give a particular service or a particular product by a particular deadline, then you must deliver. Always deliver. Always be delivering. And always look after your clients, your customers, your punters, and make a huge, significant difference, qualitative difference, between those people and everybody else. Suppliers and the general public and PR people and advertising people and so on and so forth. The final things or tips that I might observe or share with you, having gained experience over the last 30 plus years, would be a triumvirate of tips. So a trio, and they're related to number one. Number one is the attitude. But the trio then, to which I refer, and I'll finish the video on this basis or on this note. One, life is not fair. Two, the goalposts move. In other words, the rules can change from time to time. And three, there are no guarantees. All of those things, if you accept those three things, your attitude will be fine. Number one will be fine. But if you accept that life isn't fair, that the goalposts can move, that you must adapt yourself to changing circumstances, and that there are no guarantees of success or any other outcome, well then, your attitude should be okay. So I hope you find the video useful. I hope you find my observations and what I've noticed over the last number of years to be useful for you, whether you're an entrepreneur or starting out in a career or in the middle of a career or in the middle of a business or whatever. But I thought I'd share them with you. As I say, some points that I've noticed which I find beneficial and have found beneficial over the last 34 years of entrepreneurship and hustling and grinding. Hope you find the video useful. If you do, I would appreciate if you gave it a thumbs up down below. Thanks a lot.